वंदेहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 6th of July, 1976, in Washington, D.C.
Today we want to discuss about the manifestation of matter from Pradhana. Now, Lord Kapiladev describes that from Pradhana is the undifferentiated sum total of all material elements. Then from Pradhana, by the action of time, it's a Mahatattva is generated. Now we are a little confused about said by the impregnation with the Lord's internal potency, there is a Hiranmaya. It's produced within Mahatattva. And it's a Hiranmaya is a self effulgent. It's effulgent. Now our point is whether this Hiranmaya and Mahatattva, the relationship between these two and Pradhana, how does that relate each other? It's not very clear in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You're not very clear at this point. It said from Pradhana, by the impregnation with the Lord's internal potency, the Hiranmaya is produced. That's actually the beginning of injection of jivas within this material mode.
Yes, it is a little complicated. So, it is not clear from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
It's a little difficult to understand the phenomenal descriptions.
In the Chaitanya Chaitamita, Nityananda Tattva, you can read it. You get some clue.
We also get some clue from Taskanda, Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Purusha incarnations, probably explains about Mahatattva. But there's a difference between our understanding is this, that Pradhana, both Pradhana and Mahatattva, they're eternal, though they are material manifestations.
Everything is eternal.
No, eternal in the sense that it's different from Prakriti. Now, Prakriti is the when it is completely manifested.
Prakriti is Pradhan, Purush. These things are a little complicated.
But we wanted to clarify this because this is the nice thing that we can show that matter comes from light. I mean, this is the source.
Saikata, Sasujata, by the glance of Mahavishnu, Eka Narayana Asit. In the beginning, Narayana said there was no Lord Shiva, not neither Brahma. This mantra was there. So originally, by the glance...
By the glance of the Vishnu.
You can prove it that how, by the sun side, everything is great. How it is. Your molecule and so on, so on.
Yeah.
You can describe. Actually, from the sun side, the trees are growing, leaves are coming. As soon as there is no sun side, immediately they fall down the leaves and the tree becomes without any leaf. How this happens? The same process. The sun shine and produces so many things. Simply by the glance of the Supreme, the material nature becomes agitated and the three gunas become manifest. In this way, these are described here. The same process. How from the sun shine the leaves are coming out, what are the molecular changes, if you can study. The same process.
I do want to read this here in Maya. The relationship between the Mahatattva and the here in Maya is clear. Then I think that's our, we can have some idea. So we are a little confused in this, this very point that it is also said Pradhana is the 24 elements that doesn't contain time. But
Pradhana is the ingredient.
Yes, it is the sum total of the unmanifested material elements.
Mm.
Now, from Pradhana, actually, Mahatattva is manifested. In Mahatattva, there is a basic difference that there are some already some manifestations in Mahatattva.
Categories.
Mm. There is already some manifestations.
Total material energy, Mahatattva.
Is that differentiated?
Mahatattva is differentiated.
The different categories?
No, the time element is there in Mahatattva.
Mm.
So it is already 25 elements here, including the time.
Mm-hmm.
At this stage also, the impregnation of the Lord's internal importance means that the jivas are already impregnated here from pradhana.
Mm.
So here, the living entities are in pure goodness.
Mm. Living entities are already in goodness. This material covering is separated. The living entities can be freed from material cover at any moment. Just like water and oil is always separate, does not mix. The Vedic mantra also says, asangayam purusha. Actually it is not mixed, but it is covered.
Mm.
That's covering can be taken out at any moment. Simply like Krishna Kama. Sagunam samaditta itana brahma bhuvyasana. I think this first canto is that description you try to understand.
No, in the first canto in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are also, it's not very clear.
Then second canto, the development of Srishti Tattva. There is this.
Actually, it is also referenced in the Bhagavad Gita.
Mm.
It's Hiranmaya. So sometimes it's also called Brahman. Brahman.
Brahman, yeah.
Yeah. And
he is called Hiranyagarbha, Brahma.
Hiranyagarbha. It is also said in this state, pradhana state, the cause and effect are not clearly manifested.
Chaitanya, did you refer? Nityananda Tattva.
No, that I haven't studied.
Read it, you will get clue there. Maybe in the third chapter wise content, Nityananda Tattva.
The glories of the Lord Nityananda Balaram. That should be it.
It's received.
Fifth chapter.
Yeah. This chapter is simply devoted to describing the essence of nature and the glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Sri Krishna is the absolute personality of Godhead, and his first expansion in the form of pastimes is Sri Balaram. Mm. Beyond the limitation of this material world is the spiritual sky, Prabhyom, which is many special planets. The supreme of which is called Krishna Loka. Krishna Loka, the abode of Krishna, has three divisions, which are known as Dwarka, Mathura, and Gokul. In that abode, the personality of Godhead expands himself into four plenary portions: Krishna, Balaram, Pradyumna, the transcendental Cupid, and Aniruddha. They are known as the original quadruple forms. In Krishna Loka is a transcendental place known as Svetadip or Vrindavan. Below Krishna Loka in the spiritual sky are the Vaikuntha planets. On this Vaikuntha planet, a 400 Narayan, expanded from the first quadruple manifestation, is present. The personality of Godhead known as Sri Balaram in Krishna Loka is the original Sankarsan, attracting deity, and from this Sankarsan expands another Sankarsan called Mahasankarsan, who resides in one of the Vaikuntha planets. By his internal potency, Mahasankarsan maintains the transcendental existence of all the planets in the spiritual sky, where all the living beings are eternally liberated souls. The influence of the material energy is conspicuous here by its absence. On those planets, the second quadruple manifestation is present. Outside of the Vaikuntha planets is the impersonal manifestation of Sri Krishna, which is known as the Brahmaloka. On the other side of the Brahmaloka is the spiritual Karana Samudra, or causal ocean. The material energy exists on the other side of the causal ocean without touching it. And the causal ocean is Mahavishnu, the original Purusha expansion from Sankarsan. This Mahavishnu places his glance over the material energy, and by a reflection of his transcendental body, he amalgamates himself within the material elements. As the source of the material elements, the material energy is known as Pradhana. And as the source of the manifestations of the material energy, it is known as Maya. But material nature is inert in that she has no independent power to do anything. She is empowered to make the cosmic manifestation by the glance of Mahavishnu. Therefore, the material energy is not the original cause of the material manifestation. Rather, the transcendental glance of Mahavishnu over material nature produces that cosmic manifestation.
Do you try to understand this, everything with you? Material energy has no power to create. It is glance that makes material energy exist. So you read that chapter carefully.
It said in the Mahatattva, when the lower glances are impregnated with the glancing,
that is spiritual.
Yes, it is still spiritual.
That glancing is spiritual.
Yeah.
So, matter itself cannot do anything. Ajagalastha. The nipples in the throat or neck. If there are some nipples, the nipple gives it, that is not milk giving it. So, nature is creating. They say by nature. But it has no power. It is matter. When there is glance of Sankarsan or Vishnu, that is it.
That's that when a living entity is impregnated in this state, it is also said that there it is in the pure goodness.
Pure goodness always. It is simply covered.
This is not completely manifested yet. But then it says, by the contamination of pure goodness by Ahankar, then starts material ego. Yeah. From there everything is going to manifest. So once we come to material ego, then it seems clear.
That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Purusha Prakriti Sthopi.
How does the contaminated ego or contaminated consciousness differ from false ego?
That is contaminated ego, false ego.
But we have a subdivision in third canto for internal subtle senses. They said mind, intelligence, ego, and contaminated consciousness. And this ego is false ego. And the another division is contaminated consciousness.
This is false ego. I have this matter and this body. This is possible.
Yeah, but why it is a void?
Ego is there, but this is possible. Mm.
Then by association with the modes, there is contaminated consciousness.
But still, in this verse on 726, verse 14, it says there are four internal subtle senses. Now, these four senses are mind, intelligence, ego, and the contaminated consciousness. There was
Manobuddhya Ahankaras, Yutam Nityam Taratmaham, Chitada Lakshite Vedo, Vidya Lakshina Upaya. The internal subtle senses are experienced as having four aspects in the shape of mind, intelligence, ego, and contaminated consciousness. Distinctions between them can be made only by different functions, since they represent different characteristics.
Mumte Pratitijan Guna, the same thing. Purusha Pratitisha, Mumte Pratitijan Guna.
Is this ego mentioned here? Is it a false ego? That's what I understand.
Well, yes. Mm. Real ego is and final of Krishna. Aham Brahmasmi.
So.
Is there false ego in different mode, like false ego in the mode of ignorance, false in the mode of passion or goodness?
Yes.
So that consciousness can be contaminated according to the mode
yes.
in which it is associated. Yes. So I am identifying with my body in any mode, that is false ego. Yes. But my consciousness is contaminated by a particular mode, maybe passion, maybe ignorance, maybe goodness. So then my consciousness is contaminated. So false ego is the base of all material activities, but I may be acting in a certain mode, contaminated in a certain way. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is everything clear? This is for internal subtle senses? Actually, consciousness is a symptom of life. So when we say contaminated consciousness, the quality of life is there. But somehow that
is mixed with material.
Right. Originally it is goodness, very pure goodness, you say. Originally in the beginning
of I give the example, just like water falling from the sky. It is crystal clear, distilled water. And as soon as it touches the earth, it becomes muddy. But that muddiness can be filtered.
Plus, muddiness is the character of the mud, not the consciousness.
Yeah.
And it can be cleansed, filtered out.
That's filtering process in devotion. So unless the water is different from the precipitated matter, how it can be filtered?
So far we are concerned, Prakriti is clear, but the source of Prakriti is little. So we try to... Because we want to show this probably in our chapter on some sort of creation. Creation of our material manifestation.
Now, you will get this in from second canto.
That's the first step in self-realization chapter?
Fifth chapter.
Aptasarga Visargasya, that verse, second canto, final.
Srila Prabhupada, is matter generated within a given body, like the body of a given being? While it's living, is matter generated and annihilated within that body during its time of life?
Body is matter. Whole body is combination of matter.
Right. Does the living entity within, or the
soul,
does it generate matter, so say the body could get heavier or lighter because of that?
Because the living entity is there, matter is generated.
because some...
There's like the tree, the living entity is there. A big log, old and generous.
Like that stone.
Huh?
Like that stone.
Yeah.
That stone is increasing its weight. Mm-hmm. So you, when someone goes to see the stone, he sees, oh, the stone is bigger and heavier also. Mm-hmm. So that increased material or matter that makes up the bigger size of the stone, is that matter being generated from the soul?
Yeah.
From the spirit soul. So spirit soul has power.
Matta sarvam pravartate. Similarly, from the spirit soul, everything has come out.
So spirit soul can create matter.
Actually, from light matter is generated. Yeah. Not from matter light is generated. That is wrong.
There were some people who had done measurements and...
Measurement is there. In the Vedic literature, Upanishad, Puran.
Is it that the living entity, when he creates this matter to expand like the stone is growing, does he manufacture this material from the etheric platform, or does he simply by desire? Yes, there have been some modern scientists have done some experiments showing that in the soil there are organisms, microorganisms and earthworms that can produce chemicals increasing just simply by their presence.
I have given that example, and he has mentioned.
A lemon tree.
Producing chemical.
Some people would say that the lemon tree was simply taking food and rearranging it.
The tree is its source, but everything is there in the earth. But God's creation is so nice that through this tree, the chemical is coming. The chemical is there in the earth. But the seed of the lemon tree, when grown, it extracts the particular type of chemical.
We were wondering then if also it could produce a matter, instead of taking from the earth and rearranging it.
The earth is the source of everything. Sarva-dugha-mahi. You get from, actually you are getting all chemicals from the earth.
So they are already there.
Yeah.
Created by Krishna.
Yeah. It's Sujarva is there.
He's trying to mention an experiment in science. There's a man called
that
Oscar.
Is your duty.
He tries to show that in a living system.
We can see practically. Different seeds are exacting. Different color, different flavor, different chemicals. Everything is coming from the earth. Sarva-dugha, sarva-kama-dugha. Everything is coming.
So the plant...
Simply outside arrangement, how to take it.
So in other words, the tree or the plant in agriculture takes the chemicals from the soil and...
Seed. As soon as it comes in touch with the earth, the seed exacts particular chemicals and everything from there.
So that spirit soul in the seed, he is not creating
not
anything.
Spirit soul.
No, he's taking.
Spirit soul, according to his karma, takes shelter of the situation. But the seed, the chemical composition, exacts the desire.
So all Krishna's arrangement.
Yes.
So in other words,
it is instrumental. It's like you have to do something. You require an instrument. Actually, according to the desire of the living entity, he is given instrument. Brahman sarvabhutani jantrarunanima. But jantra. You require something. You require a particular jantra. Or machines. The seed is practically the mercy.
Mm.
And the living entity is using it to satisfy its desire.
So that growth of matter, that's the matter's coming from outside and the spirit soul simply taking it and expanding its body.
Is Earth still being manifested from ether, like the description in the Bhagavatam is from sound and then through different elements finally found on Earth.
Yeah.
Is that still happening today?
Every day. All is happening.
Like
nature's life is going on.
So the spirit soul is in the seed, and the seed interacts with the other chemicals to make growth.
Mm.
So if the chemicals are not there in the earth, then the seed cannot make those chemicals.
The chemical is there in the earth. According to the seed, it is exempt. Within the earth, everything is there. The seed is the instrument, and the living entity is the exactor. Or what is that? Exactor.
Yeah. Executor.
He takes. Utilizes.
Extracts.
Now, suppose like now, just like this Vedic injunction against artificial fertilizers in the soil. Suppose, as modern farmers are doing, they use this artificial fertilizer and the soil becomes depleted in
that
certain chemicals.
That becomes the same principle.
Mm-hmm.
You are living entity.
Right.
By artificial fertilizer, you are exacting something from the earth, the same principle.
Mm-hmm. Now, suppose we take so many chemicals from the earth and then they become a little depleted. Can those chemicals be replaced by the earth itself as the ongoing process of nature?
Mm-hmm. Everything is coming from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
All the living conditions are there in the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Provided there is living being. That's all. That's like a dead body. It is not that the living condition is finished. No. The living condition is there. That particular soul has left that body. But the dead body is also full of ingredients of living condition. So many germs are coming out when the body is decomposed. We say decomposition, but even in that decomposed condition, there is living. So the living conditions are already there. Matter in any form. Now, the decomposed body, the living being has left. Now it is dead matter, but still the living beings are coming. How is it? That means matter has always the potency to give shelter to the living being. It is impossible that there is no living being in the moon planet. It is bogus. We cannot accept any condition that is provision for the living being. You see actually in the earth, in the air, in the water, in the fire, the five elements. Whatever you take is five elements in different proportions. So the living, just like from perspiration, living entity itself. It is impossible that it is no living entity. There is bogus, complete. You can challenge it.
A living entity is that they are familiar with.
That is another thing. Upamandula again. They know some certain type of living entity. That's all.
So they think that all the living entities would be like that.
And that is a Kupamandu man, Dr. Frank. But the fact is, any condition of material existence, there is possibility of living entity. There. Sarvaga. Sanu acharayamu sarvaga. Everywhere, there is living entity. It is impossible to conclude that on that planet there is no living entity.
No, to show that matter is generated by life, we have to do some experiment.
That is, every day we are experiencing. that is them. Seed and the living entity comes. And it becomes a tree, and grows, big tree, huge body. And as soon as it is dead, the body is not empty.
You mean two things. You mean that
everything is coming from life.
Yes.
Krishna says, he is the supreme life. He says, matta sarvam pravartate iti matya vajante buddha bhavata. He is the origin of everything. Both matter and life, everything. So the matter also coming from life, life is also coming from life. Therefore, life is the original soul. Dharmadhasya-jata. That Dharmadhasya-jata is life. That is explained in the Bhagavad. Dharmadhasya-jata annaya itarata-seva-arthi-su-abhigya. That source of everything is life and is fully conscious of everything what is happening. Annaya indirectly and directly. Fully conscious. That is life.
So, that matter is coming from Krishna originally.
Everything is coming from Krishna.
Then the spirit soul, he has his activities. And he is active. And
he may be inactive. But his certain desires is active. That is creating. And matter is supply. That is pradhan. Supply.
So he creates the situation for the matter, but not he doesn't create the matter itself.
He wants, I want this, and God is there. Mm. He asks the Sri to supply the Indian, and he creates.
Thank you very much.